Carry on with the pasuk. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, for Hashem has chosen Tzion, Zion, Iva l'moishavloi. He has designed it for a habitation for him. What does that mean? Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. Says the Meiri on Tehillim. Hashem wants the kiyum, the establishment of Tzion, the land of Israel. Iva l'moishavloi. Iva is a lashon of taiva, of desire. Hashem has a desire for the land of Israel. Says the Rokeach, what does this all mean? Kibach Hashem b'tzion. Hashem wants to live in Eretz Israel, so to speak. He wants his Shechina to be manifest there, his presence. Hashem wants to be in this world. And where else could he be in this world apart from in Eretz Israel? The beautiful, blessed, holy land. More than that, it's Har Tzion. In this world, a fixed dwelling place, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the idea that ultimately, when the Geula comes, Hashem's name will be complete again in this world. It'll be manifest. It's interesting. Psikta Rav Kahana says, Tzion is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can actually be referred to as Tzion, the nation, the land. He dwells amongst us, he dwells within us. And Hashem Sheichim b'Tzion, it's a pasuk in Yaya. Nikesi Dalolei Nikesi, Hashem Sheichim b'Tzion, we say it on Shabbos morning. This is it. This is the idea. In fact, Tzion is a gematria of Anava Decha, which is the idea of I will bring my Shechina in humility to Tzion. But in fact, in the Chassidish Svarim, a human being can be called Tzion. Pasuk says, Tzivilach Tzionim, Tzion can be a marker. Whatever we do here creates an impact up there. Each person is an Olam Katan, a little microcosm of a world. We include everything is within us, all the spiritual levels and dimensions. And everything we do can go up to the highest heavens. When Hashem says, V'asu li mikdash shechanti v'seicham, make for me a mikdash and I'll dwell within them. This is Hashem dwelling within each and every one of us, the idea of Tzion, which is in each and every one of us. So whether it's the physical, geographical Tzion, whether it's the Tzion, the Mikdash, within each and every one of us, Hashem desires to dwell in this world. We have to let Him in. He can want it. We bring Hashem into our hearts, Hashem into our lives. We'll be able to bring Hashem into Eretz Israel. Are we able to create a godly society where His presence is felt? Ultimately, it's meant to have a Beis HaMikdash as a pulsating heart. Well, Hashem's presence can be readily accessed by all who live in it. It's really up to us. Hashem wants it. Question is, do we? Where do we stand with all of this? What does it feel like to walk with Hashem, to live with Hashem? To be conscious of Him, cognizant of Him, to live a life that is congruous with the will of Hashem. Whether it's the Tzion in our hearts, our minds, whether it's the physical Zion, Hashem wants it. He desires to dwell amongst us.